Okay, we're picking up the halachas of the 3 weeks. We already discussed that the minhag of Ashkenazim, based already on Rishonim, is not to get married during the 3 weeks, the entire period of the 3 weeks. So the question becomes, what about the night before Shivasar Batamas at nighttime? Would it still be usur to get married? All the halacha is going to kick in, so we're going to see it. In regards to getting a haircut and things like that, we are going to be makbid already from the shkia of the 3 weeks. So would the same thing be with regards to getting married? So Rav Moshe and Chelek Orachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf, Samaches, was Mamash asked the Shaila when Shivasar Batamas was on Sunday, so meaning Saturday night would have been Shivasar Batamas, and someone asked him, can you make a wedding on Motzei Shabbos, which is really the night of Shivasar Batamas? And Lamaisa, he said that L'shas Tzorech, it would be Mutter, and he really says that the whole reason is that really the whole minhag is that we don't do it from the 3 weeks. And he says that really, in general, that the Rif and the Rashi and the Rambam, those Rishonim all hold that the Tainus should start at nighttime. That's a whole Shaila. Really, why is it that we don't keep the halachas of Shivasar Batamas really the night before? The same thing with Asar Batavis. So that's the whole Shaila of when it's not really a Shas Hashemana, when it's not a time of a terrible Gzeira, that's why we don't have it the night before. So, but they really hold that really, you still say Anenu by nighttime. So he says that maybe there'd be more that this is only a minug, and therefore we can be Mako. And that was the halachas of Rav Moshe. But he does point out, which, is it going to be this year? Actually, it might even be that the Shivasar Batamas is going to fall out on Shabbos, which I think, if I'm ahead of my head, I think it might be this year. So then he says, Pasha, there's no Shaila, then Motzei Shabbos would be Asher L'Kuli Alma to get married, because the 3 weeks fully started on Shabbos. It's just that it's Shabbos. So then Motzei Shabbos for sure is going to be Asher. When we commemorate the Nidcha of Shivasar Batamas, so then Pasha would be Asher. That is the Shita of Rav Moshe. It's important to note that the Soloveitchik disagreed very strongly with this. He held that really the Tainus is the night before. That the same Tainus of Asar Batavis and Shivasar Batamas all start the night before. Elamai, when it's not a time of a terrible gzera, we don't keep all those halachas. But really, it is a time of the Tainus. And he held that, famously, he held this in the 40s when it was a real Shas Hashemad. When the Nazis and Hashemad were killing the Jews by the thousands in the day, he thought that we should be fasting the night before and have all the chormas of, like we have on Tisha B'Av, the Chamish Inuyim, really the night before. That would be the halacha according to Soloveitchik. But it's not just Soloveitchik. Since Moshe is actually more in the minority over here, you have the Tzitz Eliezer in Chilek Yud Siman Chavav disagrees very strongly with Rav Moshe, and he writes that it is Asr on Shivasar Batamas, and he quotes the Yuchidah, who says that we don't say Shachianu already the night before the minute, not to say Shachianu during the 3 weeks, which again, all these halachas we're going to get into, that already starts from the night before. So he points to all these things, and he says, L'chora, we should not be allowing a marriage, and that is the same thing Shiva Levi Chilek Yud Simon Pei Aleph and Oz Beis over there. He also disagrees with Rav Moshe, and he says that it doesn't make any sense to be Makil at all. What would be a little bit more Makil is if you had the chuppah during the daytime. I actually was in a wedding in Lakewood like this, so I guess they definitely were, like, I don't know, it was a Shas HaChak, whatever, that there was, I was once at a wedding that they had the chuppah during the daytime still before the Shkia, and then it was Mutter, that was what he quotes, but even that, the Shevet HaLevi is not happy with. He said that's only B'dievet, that's only going to be, if you don't have any other options, so that would be, Lechora, going to be something which is pointed out. Rav Yashav also says that if they do it by daytime, then it would be mutter to dance. But again, it doesn't seem like they're all into it lechatchila. So that is all with regards to the night of Shivasar Batamas that we didn't mention. What is the psak of the Svardim? So Shulchan Aruch, in talking about the halachas of the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, he writes from there, from the 9 days, Einos Imnashim, that we don't get married. Meaning that during the time before that, seemingly the Shulchan Aruch would have no problem getting married. And that is seems to be the minhag of the Svardim Adayom, that they wouldn't necessarily have an issue of getting married already on the time before that. It's interesting that Teimanim, though, they keep the minhag, apparently their minhag, based on quoting the Sefer Shisila Zesim, Teimanim do keep like the Ashkenazim on this front. They actually don't get married from the 3 weeks, like the Ashkenazim. That was always the minhag in Teiman. But it should be noted that the Ben Ish Chai writes that they were machmir to Aser to Suin already from Shivasar Batamas. However, just getting Erisim and Shiduchin to make a halachic engagement, that would be okay. So that would be, that's what he thinks. But then he writes even by him that in Baghdad, where he lived, that they would be doing it after Shivasar Batamas. So again, it seems to be even amongst the Sfardim that they have Rafat Minhagim. But I think the Sfardim are pretty mekel. I think they do get married Bizman Azeh. So the Shaila becomes, is what about if you're an Ashkenazi? You get invited to a Sfardi wedding. Is it okay for you to go? So Rav Moshe had a discussion with regards to Sfiras HaOmer. L'chor would be similar to Din. Rav Moshe Chilek or Chaim Chilek Bezim and Tzadikai, he discussed this by Sfiras HaOmer. If I keep, let's say, first Sfira and someone else keeping second or vice versa. So it's aser for me. I'm keeping Minhag Avelos, but they're that's mutter for them to get married. So Rav Moshe said over there that it would be mutter. So L'chor, the post can point out who had Din by this halacha. But here, Rav Yashiv also said the same thing before, that with regards to 3 weeks, not just like Rav Moshe, but he said that since you are, they're doing a lacha al pidin and they're keeping a simcha, so then it would be mutter totally to go to that wedding according to Rabbi Yashiv. It's interesting, the he also says it's mutter, but he has an interesting caveat to it. He says that really only if you're enhancing the simcha. If you're just done there to enjoy a good meal, then he doesn't think it's proper. But if you're there to enhance the simcha, so then he thinks that would be totally mutter. So again, everyone comes out lakula. The shayla is just how much you have to be involved with this. So just one other last halacha, we'll finish up here. The halachas are getting married already, so we'll pick up Amir Tzashem. With the other halachas of dancing, as Hashem, next halacha. But one last halacha is al pi din. There are geonim that said even to get married on Tisha B'Av itself might be better for a person who had not been mekayim the mitzvah of puravu yet. So that is there are those shita and rishonim that are quoted like that. So then maybe we should say kol shekin by the 3 weeks. So already the Beis Yosef handled this. The Beis Yosef quoted these rishonim with regards to, he's talking about the 9 days, and he says that the whole idea of the 9 days, we're going to get to these halachas when we come more to the 9 days, is more 3 weeks. But the 9 days specifically are halachas that are something that are it's not a good time. It's not a good time for Klal Yisrael. Like just like it's Mishnichlas Adar Marbe Mesimcha, that was actually a Gemara. The Mishnah really says Mishnichlas Av Mematim Mesimcha. That's the Mishnah in Tainus. The Mishnah says that we do not. It's a bad time for Klal Yisrael, unfortunately. So that's not a good time to get married. You don't want that mazel. You don't want that mazel involved. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. So should it be the Huadin by the 3 weeks? The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Derech HaChaim that says, yeah, Huadin by the Ashkenazim by the 3 weeks, even if you're not been married yet. Again, Puravu is a huge mitzvah. The whole world is created for Puravu. Look at the Gemara's getting about how chashuv Puravu is, but yet we still say don't get married. Don't get married during the 3 weeks. So the Derech HaChaim quotes similar to what the Beis Yosef said about the 9 days, that it's not a good time either. Mishra Berurah just points out that Lachora, it's a little bit different. Rosh Chodesh Av, we know it. We have a Masorah that it's not. Mishra Berurah quotes the Derech HaChaim, but this in the Haaretz, I think in the Shaar Tzion there, he points this out though, that Lachor it's a little bit different, but at the end of the day he quotes this Derech HaChaim. So that was something that the Mishnah Berurah, again, Shaar Tzion in Siv Katan Chafei, that was the Shulchan, he does bring that out, that it's not necessarily a Raya, but he does quote this halacha that it would be already from Shivasar Batamas. So really, we keep it as a very strong minhag. We don't get married from Shivasar Batamas, even for a person who had not been married yet, even though it's a very big mitzvah, Puru Ravu, mitzvah of getting married. All these things are very big, but yet we are still very makbid about this. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll already pick up with the halachas of listening to music and a cappella, etc. Be'ez Hashem, and tomorrow is daily halacha.